Hey, it's Kyle Meredith, host of the Kyle Meredith With podcast, presented by WFPK at WFPK.org and the Consequence Podcast Network. It's a series that puts the spotlight on iconic musicians and actors, inviting them to drop by and talk about their latest projects, whether it's albums, TV shows, films, or beyond.
I'm going to say something I don't want to say. Here it goes. Without Spinal Tap, there is no Tenacious D.
Whoa. Man.
We get great stories and the biggest scoops from people like Garbage's Shirley Manson, the 1975's Matty Healy, Jack Black and Kyle Gass of Tenacious D, Maya Hawke, Kiefer Sutherland, and everyone in between. New episodes arrive every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so it's a great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover some new ones. You can find Kyle Meredith With on the Consequence Podcast Network or wherever you get your podcasts.
To find out what's really going on behind the music, sometimes you have to dig deep. I'm Dr. Mike, and on the new season of Going There, we're doing just that.
Art or music can be your escape and your therapy.
Going There is the podcast at the crossroads of music and mental health, where we have raw, meaningful conversations with artists like Noah Kahan, Julian Baker, Jason Isbell, Youngblood, The Head and the Heart, and Bishop Briggs.
I recently heard someone describe grief as glitter, where you'll clean it up and then you'll find little pieces.
By opening ourselves up to these real discussions about mental health, we can foster understanding and gain even greater appreciation for the music we all love.
For me, like, my favorite songs give me happy tears.
So join me and some of your favorite artists on the new season of Going There with Dr. Mike, brought to you by Sound Mind Live and the Consequence Podcast Network. Subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Tour set, pop!
So this week, for the first time ever, I participated in Army Selka Day.
Yay!
And it was so much fun. Mm-hmm. It was, I mean, I just never, I mean, you and I did like a face reveal like in like 2017, like, or 2018, like a long mm-hmm. time ago, but we don't really put ourselves out there that much. And so I just was always just, you know, never really felt like comfortable to do that. But it was so great today. I got so many just really sweet comments from people, and really just seeing everybody's post today was so fun. And really like being part of going through everybody's posts and just getting inspired by what everybody was doing. It was so awesome.
Yeah. You still look so beautiful because you're still like all dolled up and you just look gorgeous. But yeah, I think I've participated in Army Selka Day once before. But seeing you do it made me really want to do it. So maybe I'll do it next Monday.
Yeah, you should. It was really fun. And it was fun to like have a reason to get like dressed up because we're all in quarantine. Like, I've literally been looking like a trash bag like the past 3 weeks. I haven't left my house. I've just been blah, you know? So
yeah, same,
it was fun.
Me too.
It was fun. Yeah. So welcome back, Iconics. And if you're new to the podcast, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany. And this is Stanning BTS.
Yes.
Yes. Welcome to another wonderful episode where we get to hang out for about an hour and just talk about BTS.
What a wonderful hour it is, too. But disclaimer, this is an informative fangirl podcast. That means that we're going to fangirl, laugh, and learn a little bit along the way.
Yep, that's right. This is an explicit podcast, though, so if you aren't cool with that, you can dip out now. We won't blame you.
Totally. But if you're down for some Jungho sock, it's just too fucking much in every single way.
Every single way. Totally agree with you on that. Or bless any run episode that involves water.
Yes, yes, seriously. If you're here for that, then you're in the right place. because today we are back with our fourth installment in the Run Replay series, a series in which we pick some of our favorite Run episodes and retell the story of them. But before we get into it, we want to thank you, Iconics, for being here and for supporting us. If you would like to support us even further and have access to our Google Docs full of episode notes, important links, and pictures, you can do that by donating monthly to our Patreon at patreon.com/standingbts.
Or if you'd like, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/standingbtspodcast. Your support helps us to improve the quality of our content and to continue putting out weekly episodes. Any type of support is super appreciated. Thank you all for being here. We're super excited to finally do another Run Replay series. This is a series that we've really slept on a lot recently.
Yeah, it's been so long. I just feel like we've always had other things to talk about, other content to talk about. It's been since episode 69 was our last Run Replay. It's a long time. I had to bring it up. But it's a long time, you know, because this is,
112. What is it?
Yeah,
something like that.
Yeah, this is 112. So that was so long ago. Mm-hmm. We asked you guys, like, is there anything you want to hear this week? And a lot of you said Run Replay. So here it is.
Yeah, here it is. I'm glad we're finally doing it. So for an overview for this episode, if you guys haven't listened to a Run Replay before, Kayla and I both go in. We pick our own run episode that we want to cover. We basically summarize it here, share a lot of like what goes on, but mostly some of our favorite moments from the run episode. So traditionally, for some reason, I go first and then Kayla follows after me. So I will be starting the Run Replay today, and I'm so excited, guys. The run episodes I decided to do a summary of and talk about today is episodes 83 to 85, which is a collection of three episodes, which is when they did their summer outings. Mm. So to start off, why I picked these episodes. These episodes are a compilation of these happy summer outings with BTS that is just completely filled with laughter, lots of slipping and tumbling, and oh yes, lots and lots of wet bonton with
yes,
like fully exposed foreheads because they're just wet and their hair is wet. So it's just wonderful. What is amazing, not to love? But yeah, these episodes are super exciting, super fun. Just a little background info on these. It's a three-part series that took place at Chungpyeong Lake, where BTS completed a variety of water leisure activities. So I'll be going about this run replay a little bit differently, just for time's sake, since I'm essentially covering three episodes. Most of the focus will be on episodes 83 and 84, while 85 I'll only briefly discuss, since the majority of it is like a wrap-up of the summer outing series. So I'll go in to explain the various games that are played, briefly touch on the teams and the winners, but the majority of my summarization is going to be about the cutest and funniest moments from the series, which there is an abundance of super fun moments from this series, which is ultimately why I wanted to do it, because it's like all these water sports and it's just so, so fun. And you can see just how much fun all of the members are having.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so starting off with episode 83, this is where they play water polo, and then they also have like an inflatable boat ride that they do. So the teams are Team Muskrat and Team Fresh. So on Team Muskrat is Yoongi, Jungkook, Taeyang, and Jimin. They also call it Team Youngblood, which when Yoongi got put on this team, he was so excited because, like, he's with the Maknae line and he's like, we're going to fucking win. And, you know, Yoongi likes to win.
Yeah.
Then Team Fresh is Jin, Namjoon, and Hoseok, which Hoseok right from the start is like, this is not fair. This is like, we're obviously going to lose. And Namjoon calls their team the Uprising of the Underdogs, which is cute.
Love it. Yeah.
So the water polo starts off with them warming up, and we see Manager Jung is what they're calling him, which is Hobie, and he's stretching all of them like for a warm up beforehand, before getting into the pool, and he's signaling them with a whistle. And I don't know what it is about Hosok with this whistle that is just kind of hot because he's just telling them all what to do.
Damn.
Yeah, it's really great. But at the end of the warm-up, like, it turns really chaotic, which is just foreshadowing what is to come with this series. Mm-hmm. But it turns really chaotic and really fun at the end. So when they actually go in to get in the water, we see the Maknae line. And this is kind of one of those iconic moments from this run episode. We see Jungkook, Jimin, and Taeyong all holding hands, and they're all going to jump into the water together. But when they go to do it, as they run up, they swing, like, Jimin out in front, and Jimin is the only one who jumps. And we see Jungkook and Taeyong, who obviously were being malicious and planned this out, that they weren't going to jump in with him.
Oh my gosh.
And Jimin just looks so defeated. He's like, no, like, what the hell? And then he ends up being, like, one of the only ones for a really long time that is actually, like, wet, like, from head to toe.
Yeah. So rude. Mm-hmm. Team cold-blooded right there.
Really? Yeah, cold-blooded. Like that. So, really, the water polo game, the run producers are just making up rules as they go because BTS cannot seem to gather how to play water polo. And it's just really funny because the score resets to 0-0 like so many times before the actual game starts because they're just trying to clarify what the rules are. One of the moments that I really loved from this run episode was Yoongi. And you know how, like, the run producers always make really funny edits and, like, comments, like, additional commentary to what's going on. So Yoongi's, like, super into this. I mean, he's so, so into this game. And he ends up getting in the back row and he's, like, kind of telling the members, like, I got the back row. I got anything that's coming back here. But every time, like, the ball goes to the back row, he, like, isn't there, doesn't get it. And the run producers play, like, a little montage of him saying that over and over. Like, every time he misses it, they replay him, like, in the corner. Like, it's just so, so funny.
I love that so much.
So for the water polo, Team Fresh ends up winning. They end up winning 2 out of the 3 sets. And it's just really cute because Namjoon, Hosok, and Jin just weren't expecting this to happen. They were assuming that they were going to lose. So when they end up winning and every single point that they end up getting, they just go berserk over. Like, you can just hear, imagine J-Hope, like, just screaming and Jin screaming. And Namjoon just be like, what the hell? Like, whoa. Like, it's super cute because they have such a blast. And really, the other team too, Team Muskrat, is having really a lot of fun, even though they're losing. Like, it's just such a great time. But I would say from the water polo scene, the most iconic moment is when they're all getting out of the pool at the end. Like, this is so iconic, guys. You probably have all seen it.
Mm-hmm.
There's this shot of Jungkook standing with his wet clothes clinging to his bulging biceps. And then there's Yoongi behind him struggling so hard to crawl out of the pool. Like, he actually, like, tries to get out and then slips back into the pool and then ends up getting out at the end. And it's just the way that he crawls out is just so cute.
Mm-hmm.
Then you see fucking Jungkook, like, being so massive right there.
And just being so, like, sculpted and perfect and wow. I mean, this is where you need to put a picture into this document, Bethany.
That's a good idea. I'll go and find it. It won't be hard to find. Okay. So after the water polo, they go in for the inflatable boat ride. The object of this game is they're all given a math problem and it's like it's really weird. Like, they end up driving the boat really fast. They're on a raft behind the boat. And then when the boat stops, they're given the math problem. And with they give them 3 seconds, if that, to solve what I would not consider very easy math problems to just do inside your head. So it's, I think, really challenging. So they all have the same teams, but what's super special and cute and adorable about the inflatable boat ride is that they all have to wear helmets for this challenge. Mm. So we get lots of squishy cheeked Bangtan. Like, you just see all their cheeks pressed in by these helmets and it's so cute. So the first team to go is Team Muskrat. And really all I have to say about this is Taeyong is on this team And he is just yelling from start to finish every time that the boat is moving. He's yelling, it's too fast, like too fast, too fast. And it really just never gets old. At the end, when they all like end up finishing up, they get out and Jungkook, Yoongi, and Jimin are all just like kind of imitating him, saying just how funny he was for just yelling too fast. When Jin's team goes, Team Fresh, they only have to go once. I think it takes three times for Team Muskrat to finally solve the calculation. Of course, for Namjoon's team, it only took once because Namjoon did it impressively fast, the math equation in his head. But when they're out doing it, like it's got Jin and J-Hope, so they're both like screaming like crazy. But somehow they're all wearing these really snug water shoes. And somehow Jin's like falls off. Like these water shoes, they look like they're really clinging to their feet. I don't know how else to describe it. Like, I don't know how this fell off.
I mean, I just feel
like fell off Jin's foot, which was really funny.
The boat really was going so fast. Like from what I remember in the episode, like when Taeyang is yelling too fast, like he's not like just being, you know, like obnoxious, like
funny.
It really, I mean, I feel like Jin's little water shoe falling off is just an example of how fast and chaotically they were pulling them through this water, like solve this math problem. It was crazy.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So overall, Team Fresh ends up winning again. And I really think it has a lot to do with Namjoon's incredible ability to calculate these mathematic equations in his head so quickly. But yeah. So we go into episode 84 now. This is the one that I just love. And I think this is the one that you guys all really love that I want to dedicate some time to. This is the episode where they go for the water slide, the blob jump, and the flotation obstacle course. That flotation obstacle course.
Hell yeah.
Like they saved that for last. It's so great. So for the water slide, the object of this game is when they go down the slide, the member that stays in the air the longest before hitting the water ends up winning. So they end up sliding down in pairs, and Namjoon ends up having to go twice because Team Muskrat has more players. So Namjoon ends up losing and has to go twice, which his teammates are J-Hope and Jin, who are scared shitless of this really tall water slide, especially J-Hope. So it's fitting that Namjoon went twice. So Namjoon and Yoongi are the first to go. And when they end up getting paired up, Namjoon right off the bat says, like, there's too much of a weight gap here. Like, he's going to go so much faster than Yoongi, which doesn't make that much of a difference because it's who's in the air the longest. We've got Hobi cheering them on from the sidelines. And I thought it was so cute because he started singing All Night to them because it was like, you know, they had done the song All Night together and that they were going up to do this water slide together. RM ends up winning. Also, I just have to say, if you are a Namjoon thigh enthusiast, you have to watch this run episode.
Oh my god.
Kayla, I totally thought of you. I should have put a picture in the Google Doc. Maybe I need to add that.
Seriously, I'm adding another note.
Yeah.
Add a pic.
I want to see it.
I totally remember. I remember. Wasn't he in like black swim trunks too? And
they're like bright blue. They're bright blue, and they're shorter, and they're clung.
Oh my god, I remember this. Oh my god, and like the really big like quads and thick thighs and wow. Yep.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I'll add a pic.
Okay.
So the next to go is Jin and Jimin. Jimin on the sidelines had been practicing how to like thrust his body into the air. And it's so funny because when he actually goes in to go down the water slide, you can see when he like launches off that he tries to do this like little thrust in the air, but it fails miserably. Like he does not execute it well. But it's just really funny. Still, somehow, though, Jimin ends up winning this round over Jin, which is amazing because it just doesn't look like he doesn't do it gracefully, which is very unlike Jimin. But it was kind of funny that he had tried so, so hard to, like, figure out how to be in the air the longest. The next to go is J-Hope and Taeyang. J-Hope is literally terrified. Like, this poor boy, he does not like heights, that's for sure. But when they end up going, J-Hope ends up using a really clever approach. I don't know if he meant to do this, but he ends up doing, like, a cannonball when he launches off from the slide. So he, like, scrunches in his legs. So it takes him longer to touch the water. Whereas, whereas Taeyang did the complete opposite of that. Taeyang just wanted to strike a pose. And he is the only one out of all of them to manage to strike a pose. And he kind of strikes a pose with his arms out to his side. And he's got his legs out straight. And he looks really good. But of course, the run producers said that there's no additional points for artistic style. So he was really...
He deserves them.
Yeah, he was kind of amazed that he didn't win. But I think he realized, like, oh yeah, it's about how long you're in the air, not how beautiful you managed to launch off this water slide. So lastly is Jungkook and Namjoon. And Jungkook really just lives for this stuff. Like, he looks super happy. He's really excited. I cannot tell you how many times that baby, like, squeaky noise is played that the run producers put in there. They, like, did it 20 times in this episode because he is so baby in this whole series. Like, he's just having a really fun time. But Jungkook versus Namjoon, Jungkook ends up winning. But we also, I have to say, get more slow-mo Jun thighs in these bright blue swim trunks. I'm telling you guys, if you watch this episode, like, you can't not notice.
I have to go back and rewatch now. Like, if if only just for that.
Yeah. Okay. So ends up becoming a tie. So they decide to go again and have the teams go one more time. So they pick a member from each team. J-Hope is frightened to go. So basically he nominates Jin to go and gets on. J-Hope literally gets on his knees and begs Jin to do it so that he doesn't, because Namjoon already went twice. And Taeyang offers himself up. Taeyang wants to do it again. So Taeyang, I think this is the most iconic moment from the water slide scene, is Taeyang says that he wants to go down and shout BTS forever.
Aww.
And so you got everyone on the sidelines who are like, okay, we'll be impressed if you can say BTS forever while doing this. Because it's like, it's really, really fast. And like, it looks like there's a lot of, it looks like it's really difficult to control how you move your body once you actually are launched off the water slide.
Mm-hmm.
So Taeyang actually does it, and it's the funniest fucking thing. Like, he says, so as he's going down the slide, he says, BTS. And then when he shoots into the air, he says, forever. And while he says forever, he's like spinning in air and then basically face plants into the water. And all the members on the sidelines immediately start cracking up. And after it all happens, he's like, they're all reenacting what happened because they just think it's so funny. And Jin looks really confused when he gets up because he doesn't really know what happened because he was going down the slide.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, Jin was in the air the longest. So Team Fresh ends up winning the slide challenge.
Wow.
But that BTS
forever,
like,
iconic.
It's just beautiful. Mm-hmm. Iconic. So the next thing that they do is the blob jump, which I have never seen this thing ever. It's basically a really massive, blown up, inflated.
You've never seen a blob before?
No, I didn't even know they were called blobs.
Oh my God.
Have I ever been to camp? Is that what you just said?
Yeah.
I guess not. Do you remember?
Sorry, major sidebar. But do you remember driving on 70 and the high hill exit? Because that's where I did the blob. At High Hill Christian Camp in High Hill, Missouri.
Okay, the reason why I'm laughing so hard at this is because Kayla and I, we went to college together. We both, our hometown is St. Louis, but we were going to school in Kansas City. So every time we were driving down Highway 70, we would pass High Hill, and it was just like an ongoing joke that we had to mention High Hill every time we were passing it, because you always... You always had to mention it. So then I kind of started mentioning it just to like mock you or make fun of you. But it was, oh God, that's too funny. That's where you did the,
oh my gosh,
the fucking blob. Oh, that's great. Okay.
Yeah.
Total sidebar. Sorry, guys. So the object of this blob jump is...
You didn't explain what a blob was. I interrupted you in the middle of you explaining what a blob was.
Okay, so a blob is basically a massive inflated device on the water that if you have one person like laying at the end and another person jump on the other side of it, it'll like shoot the other person into the air.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the blob is, basically. I don't know how else to describe it.
Yeah, but it's scary though. It's scary to do.
It is scary because you go really high up in the air.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you have to, first of all, you have to jump off of the ladder that can be like 10, 15, 20 feet above the actual blob. And then once you're on the blob, you have to get propelled off of it, and you can go like 50 feet, like so high in the air and just splash into the water. It's kind of terrifying. Yeah.
It is scary. Which Yoongi ends up saying that he's too scared of the blob, so he ends up being excluded from the game. So thank you for explaining how scary it is, because I totally understand why Yoongi was like, fuck no, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, I'm glad that he was allowed to just sit out.
Yeah, me too. So the object of this game is that everyone has to make a face that is assigned to them by the other team. So a face, like just an expression of some sort. And if you're able to do it, then you end up like winning or getting the point. So Jungkook goes first and he gets bawling, which to me, bawling is more like crying. But I guess to them, it's more of a scared expression. That's how I envisioned it. So Jungkook, of course, ends up doing it perfectly. Like, I think out of all of them, he ends up doing it the most smoothly. He has no problems. J-Hope goes next, and his word is joy. And he succeeds, but he's the second one to go. And he fucking drops the camera into the water. So, like, they end up losing this handheld camera that they're trying to get because they're, like, taking selfies of their faces. But when he does it, he succeeds, but he drops it in the water. So they end up having to have the producers of the show and like the cameramen having to take pictures of everyone else who follows him because they lost the camera. They ended up finding it. But like, this means that the run producers had to go like diving for it in this lake.
Oh.
So next up is Taeyang, and his word is joy. And before he even gets like shot off this blob, you have to like get onto it first. And when he goes to get on it, he of course slips off, and it's super funny and embarrassing. And the scene actually has to cut and they move on before he's like able to go back on. And then when he does go to get back on it for his turn, he almost slips off it again. And of course all the members are just laughing at him. Like, he's just being so funny. But that first time when he slips off, there's like a scene that cuts where he's having to get out of the water, and he's like up against like the boardwalk, and he just looks so sullen, and the run producer grabs onto his life jacket and just pulls him up, like yanks him out of the water. And it's just so cute. But he ends up, when he actually ends up going and gets shot off the blob, he ends up getting the point for it. He ends up doing joy very well. So Namjoon is next, and his word is sadness, which I'm like, why did they give him sadness? But he totally rocks it, and he has no problem doing it. And honestly, when he goes off, like when he gets shot off, his sad expression is just a little bit cute because his face is extra smushy. Like, he smushes his face in a lot when he does it.
Oh, cute.
So Jin's word is bonton. And when he gets thrown up into the air, I think it is so relatable because he immediately goes to plug his nose, which is what I would do because I hate getting water at my nose. But as he plugs his nose, he does the signature like gun pose that Bonton does. So he gets the point. And then Jimin is after Jin, and his expression is a blank face. And so the camera, what is so funny about this is that the camera is just barely able to get a shot of Jimin, because for some reason when Jimin gets shot off, his butt like rotates up in the air and all you really see is his ass. Like, he even grabs the back of his like thighs, like his hamstrings, and pulls it in, and all you see is just Jimin's ass. Wow. And when he comes up, he's like, did I get it? Did I do it? Oh. And J-Hope's like, we just saw your butt. Like, we didn't even get to see your face.
Oh.
So super cute.
Mm-hmm.
So lastly is the flotation obstacle course. And I think this is the moment where we have so many iconic things that come from it, because it is so fucking chaotic and just a blessing. And it's the funniest thing ever. I've seen this run episode before. I've seen a lot of like little snippets of this run episode. But when I was doing research for this, I couldn't help but to Snapchat Kayla. Like, I was laughing hysterically while watching it.
Yeah, you were.
Mm-hmm. So Yoongi comes back to play for his team, but J-Hope needs a break because he's feeling some motion sickness. He's a little seasick. So J-Hope sadly does not perform during the flotation obstacle course. But Jungkook ends up joining Team Fresh because of, I don't know, I think they played rock, paper, scissors or something. But he ends up joining Team Fresh. So just to clarify the teams here again, because I feel like it's important, Team Fresh has Jungkook, Namjoon, and Jin. And then Team Muskrat has Yoongi, Taeyang, and Jimin. So the object of this game is there's an obstacle course, there's a left side and a right side. Both of them have different kind of obstacles to them, but they're like the same distance and everything. And they come back together at the end, and at the bottom of this like relay obstacle course is a ball. So the goal is to get down to the ball, grab the ball, and then bring the ball back. And the first person, like, back to their starting position with the ball ends up winning.
Mm-hmm.
So all I have to say is that this shit gets so fucking chaotic. And it's it's really hard to describe with words what is happening. There's so much slipping, falling, and most of all, betrayal within this episode. These boys do not hesitate to throw each other down, tackle each other, push, shove, you name it. Like, they are so into it and so competitive. Like, it's truly amazes me that they have like no mercy for this relay.
They have to win.
They really have to win, and it is so funny. So I'm basically just going to share some of the most memorable and like favorite moments that I think a lot of you really, really love and probably know about. So for the first relay that is done, they all slip and tumble their way to the ball, except for Yoongi and Namjoon. So they tend to lag behind a little bit with the first relay. Yoongi is just yelling from a distance towards Jimin and Taeyang and telling them what to do, which this is such a Yoongi.
Very Yoongi.
This is such a run BTS Yoongi thing to do. And the producers add in like the sarcastic comment about Yoongi saying, quote, the one who runs the mouth or runs his mouth instead of actually running. For this obstacle course.
Oh my God.
Jin and Jungkook are the ones to get the ball first, but they struggle to keep it. So eventually they like toss it a couple times and Namjoon retrieves it, but then it goes into the water. So like Namjoon has to get into the water and then he goes to pass it to Jin. But when he does that, Yoongi is right there next to Jin. Like Yoongi didn't make it very far down the obstacle course. So he like backtracked and went over to their side to like stop them
from getting
back to center.
Just to fuck them.
Just to fuck them. Yeah. And so Yoongi gets there and he is about to shove Jin in the water. But when he does this, he realizes his mistake and then like he turns back around, but slips. And then Jin like just tackles Yoongi to the ground and holds Yoongi down. So then Jin is like, Namjoon, give it to Jungkook. Well, Jungkook is on these like monkey bars trying to cross, but Taeyang is like in front of him and they're like both on these monkey bars. And like,
oh my God,
my gosh, Taeyang like wraps his legs around Jungkook and is like, you're not fucking getting past. And he's trying to get Jimin to come through. And eventually Jungkook just gives up and lets go. And both of them end up falling into the water. It's just so chaotic, guys. So then Namjoon passes. He finally manages to pass the ball to Jin because Jin is just wrestling down Yoongi. But Yoongi, I think, forfeits at that point. Jin then ends up trying to catch the ball, but then that goes into the water. So now he's in the water, and then Jungkook gets out of the water. And so Jungkook is basically going to get the ball from Jin. And Yoongi, of all people, like, leg locks. Like, he uses his leg. They're basically wrestling on this like, floating obstacle course. It's just so funny. I can't believe, like, Yoongi looks like a pro wrestler with how he, like, leg locks Jungkook down.
And, like, tackles Jungkook, him to the ground.
Yeah, it's crazy. But ultimately, Jungkook ends up getting the ball, and Team Fresh wins the first round. So the second round, it is just amazing. They switch sides, and Jungkook bolts to get the ball. Like, no one is even close to where Jungkook is. I don't know how he's not slipping and falling. Everyone else is slipping and falling, but he looks like he's out of an action movie, like, fucking climbing over all these obstacle courses. He truly is so athletic. It's amazing.
Yeah. His pride, so his pride,
yeah,
when it's something like this, is unmatched.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Like, he
but
has
he's
to
just
win.
So cute and adorable too. Like, he's not, he doesn't look like he's, like, out to win or anything. He's just so freaking talented. He's good at everything.
Yeah.
But somehow, I don't know if it was the leg locking, somehow Yoongi gets so into this. Like, Yoongi is out to get this ball. And out of Jimin and Taeyang, Yoongi is the one to make it to the end of the obstacle course and catches up with Jungkook. But then Jin, of all people, comes out of nowhere and pushes Yoongi down. So Yoongi isn't able to get the ball from Jungkook. And truly, I think the thing that amazed me the most with this run episode was the betrayal of friends here. Like, Yoonjin are such good friends, like fishing buddies, you know. And here they are pushing, tackling, wrestling. They have no mercy for one another. Like, it's just
they, like,
cruel.
Have to sit down to dinner together later, like, after tackling each other like this and being so ruthless.
But it's so great because there's clearly no resentment for the two.
Oh yeah.
But they are being merciless with each other.
Mm-hmm.
So Jungkook ends up getting back to the start. Taeyang never made it very far. So, like, he tries to circle back, like what Yoongi did, to try to stop him from getting back to the start. And in the midst of, while he's, like, trying to get over to Jungkook, Taeyang slips twice for no real good reason. Like, there's no one around him. There's no obstacles around him. He just falls twice. But at the end there, when Jungkook gets back, it's basically a Bonton dog pile on top of Jungkook. But Jungkook is able to toss the ball to Namjoon, so they end up winning. So Team Fresh wins again.
Wow. Team Fresh killed it.
Team Fresh really killed it for the water sports episode. So then we get into episode 85, which there's not really much to say here. I'll be pretty brief. But since Jungkook did so incredibly well for this, like, obstacle relay, they decided to do it again just for kicks, and just to have Jungkook versus the rest of Bonton. Like, just Jungkook versus Jimin, Taeyang, Namjoon, Yoongi, and Jin. Like, it's really not fair. Mm-hmm. And Jungkook says that, but he plays along anyways. And I cannot explain, guys. Like, the rest of Bonton, like, all the BTS members, minus J-Hope, who is, like, seasick, and we feel for him, but they get a head start, and Jungkook still gets to the ball first. Like, they get a head start, and then they, like, count down a little bit before Jungkook gets to go, and he still gets to the freaking ball first. And you can see just how mad Jin and Yoongi are. Like, they get so fucking mad at how Jungkook is, like, unstoppable. But basically from here, it gets really crazy and chaotic. Jungkook, like, goes off course for a bit, and he's, like, not on the right path. And so it's just really funny because you see Jin. I mean, Jin is just as athletic as Jungkook, honestly. Like, Jin is really impressive with how he's able to do it. He's just not as graceful, mm-hmm. I guess, as Jungkook. He's a lot more angry than Jungkook. Like, he's, like, so fucking mad. It's really funny. But eventually, the producers end up saying that this whole round is invalid, and things just got really out of hand. But meanwhile, we got a lot of wonderful shots from this because we see Taeyong slipping and falling like crazy, and just Namjoon continuously saving his ass, pulling him out of the water. We see Yoongi running around like a little old man while he's trying not to slip. So it's just like, you've got that little old man run, but also yes. not trying to slip. So it's just extra funny. And then you have Jimin having such a fun time, who is laughing uncontrollably, who blames him like we all are. But yeah, also for some reason, BTS is really obsessed with singing the graduation song during this run episode.
Wow.
And it happens continuously, and it's mostly Yoongi starting it.
That's so random.
Ultimately, the remainder of this episode, they all end up going to a cookout. They eat a lot of meat. They talk. They kind of just spend some quality time together after a really long day. And I'm sure being very exhausted because this obstacle course, they were all breathless after the first round. And then they did like three more runs after that. So, but yeah, that was pretty much those three episodes, all of the summer outings, water episodes. Wow. I had to do these ones because they were so just so fun, and there's just so many iconic, memorable moments that came out of these.
Yeah, such fun episodes. And you're so right. Any BTS run where BTS gets wet, where there is any kind of water involved, not only does it provide for many shenanigans and hilarity, but there's just some really iconic moments in there. So, wow, thank you for sharing. That was so fun.
Mm-hmm. Really fun.
Okay, so
now I get to sit back.
Yeah, sit back, relax.
I feel like I just talked everyone's ear off.
Okay, so my episode that I chose this week is Run Episode 55. And I picked this episode because to me, it has it all. It has competition, it has some hilarious and cute moments, a couple ship moments, some brotherly love, and I also feel like some personal ties to things that are in these episodes. So, anyways, more on that later, but it's cool. Okay. I really like it. Mm-hmm. So, just some background info. I personally rewatched this episode on YouTube. I linked the video and the channel in the document. It's BTS TXT subs. They were super great because they inserted additional meaning of the words based on like tone or attitude of the delivery of the linguistic delivery, which was just super helpful. Mm-hmm. And this episode, I just have to point out, this series happens during the fake love yourself tier era. I think, you know,
Black it's hair Bonton.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Not all of them, but like it is that vibe going on. Mm-hmm. This particular episode is the third episode out of a series of four run episodes in which BTS goes on a mountain retreat together. So I'm just going to briefly recap the first two episodes. In the first two episodes, they drive up to the retreat area while I'm assuming it's manager Seijin playing games with them off camera in the van. And it's really entertaining. Aww. It's really cute. There's a lot of really fun moments from that. They also go grocery shopping and they have like purchase quantity stipulations, things that they can't go over. And each member gets to pick something that they buy in thinking that they're going to have it for dinner. And then they finally go back to the little, like the house up in the mountains that they're staying in. And during the second episode, they have to play badminton with their hands tied together. And this episode, I almost did this episode, but I realized that it was the third episode that I really wanted to talk about. But basically the point of playing these badminton games was so that they were like competing. It was two teams and the teams on each side were working together, like teams of two. and their hands were tied. They had to hold hands. Their wrists were tied together, but they were working together to get rallies back and forth. And it started with something ridiculous, like they had to get 50 rallies back and forth to order or to earn the food that they, you know, wanted. And mm-hmm. it was reduced down to 7 and then even reduced further down to only 5 rallies back and forth. And they had to say challenge before starting to say, like, this is the one that's counting, because they had about 80,000 practices, and they would like mess up and they'd be like, oh, but we didn't say challenge. So
it's so classic Run BTS for them to just be like, oh wait, hold up, no, this is the one that actually counts. Or like, they have to like clarify the rules or build the rules as it goes.
Yep. So in this one, they ended up earning some ramen and some meat, I think some brisket or something. They did eventually like kick a soccer ball around too, but it was just the whole thing chaotic. And they all walked away thinking, number one, how bad they are at sports. They like all commented like, wow, we should really never play sports again. And two, the other really great thing about this episode was just the edits that the staff put on the gameplay.
Oh, yeah.
Every single missed shuttlecock was like an opportunity for them to meme the member. Like, for example, there was this one, Taeyong was wearing a hat, but like he missed the shuttlecock and it just came down right on the bill of his hat, and it played his little part in The Truth Untold and put it in like slow motion. And it's just like very tragic and unfortunate and
dramatic.
Yes. Yeah. Dramatic. They're doing it the whole time. So yeah, that was basically the first two episodes. I really encourage you guys to go watch them. And then later on in the fourth episode, which is the one after the one that I'm talking about today, obviously, they read poems that they wrote for each other. They do some karaoke, and then they read poems that they wrote for each other around the bonfire. And I think that this was the end of the season of Run, but because mm-hmm. it seems like one of those ending kind of events, but I don't really know.
I think it was, because I remember watching it and knowing that they had talked about, or like previously had talked about, that it was going to be the end before they started up again.
Yeah. So I just quickly have to mention the outfits that they wore during this, because they wore the same outfits for like all of the episodes. And they had these long sleeve t-shirts that had a picture of like cute bundled up Taeyong with little chubby cheeks, because he has like a hat and earmuffs and like a hood on, and he's at the top of Mount mm-hmm. Atchison, which I actually referred to last week during our Manager Seijin episode, where I talked about like how he was probably the one who got them up early, got Jin up early to make their food and whatever. So I looked into it a little bit more this week, and during a Run episode, Namjoon lost a game of Monopoly, and his punishment was to hike Mount Atchison at sunrise, or like to be there for the sunrise. And Taeyong volunteered to go with him, one, because he loves him, and two, because he wanted to take some pictures. So mm-hmm. anyways, there's this iconic picture of Taeyong from that moment, and I should have inserted it into the doc. What was I doing? But yeah. That's what they have.
He's
on their shirts.
He's all chubby-cheeked
in it. He's so cute. It's so cute. Mm-hmm. So they're wearing that this whole time. So just as an episode overview, first, they have a competition to decide who cooks the food that they earned during the badminton games. Then they have some free time, and then they have their cooking and eating of dinner. So for the competition to decide who cooks, two games were played, and the loser of each game is the person that has to help cook dinner. So two people are going to help cook dinner. So the first game that they play is Falling Monkeys, and it's kind of like Kerplunk. I don't know if you've ever played that or if you've played Falling Monkeys, but basically monkey pieces are suspended on just differently colored little sticks that are held up inside of a transparent palm tree. And, you know, the idea is you have to roll a die and you have to pull a stick out of that color, and the more sticks you pull out, the more monkeys fall, and whoever has the most at mm-hmm. the end, they lose. BTS did mostly a really good job of keeping the monkeys from falling until the end. The last couple rounds of the of going around was super high energy as each member rolled the die, hoping the color was not pink or green, which were the only two sticks left. At one, there was like two pink and one green. At one point, Jimin and Namjoon had just rolled orange, so they got a pass. And Hoseok was the next up, and he was like desperately praying for orange. He was like cutely bouncing his head up and down, like following the path of the die bouncing on the ground. And then the color was orange, and he stood up. Yeah, he was screaming. It was like the best. It was okay. He thrust his fist into the air, and then at the same time, he's like obnoxiously gyrating his hips like all over the place. The most hip movement ever. And it's just like the best. Yes. So eventually the die, because it's one, okay, the die makes it around the circle again, with only Taeyang having pulled a green stick and dropping three monkeys. So there's still a lot of monkeys left and only two sticks holding them up. When it's Hoseok's turn again, he is actually standing in excitement. He can't even sit down. He begins to like nervously dance around, and Namjoon is like, oh yeah, maybe your passion right now will help you, and like basically the dice will go easy on you. And he actually rolls orange again. He just cannot believe it. He's so excited. He falls to the ground and like does a backward somersault in celebration. And the staff were like, we thought you slipped. Like he hit the ground so fast and rolled out of it. Like
so excited.
I love this man. So anyways, the game ended shortly after this as the die got to Jungkook and he rolled a pink, and he made so many monkeys fall that he was the obvious loser of the game. So he is the first cook for dinner. So the second game that they played is Don't Break the Ice. And I love this game. In this game, there's like plastic ice cubes. It's such a great game.
Yeah,
it's classic. Like plastic ice cubes, like suspended in attention, like intention in a frame. And there's like a little penguin sitting on top, and you have this little ice pick style hammer that you have to hit away the ice. And you have to strategically do this because once the ice breaks and the penguin falls, you lose. This is one of those things that is like, feels like a connection to this run episode, because I got this game for Christmas one year and I just love this game. I remember playing it so much when I was a child, and I was just watching them play it, I was like, I had like the
a lot of memories.
It was fun. I think as far as BTS goes, though, I think Taeyang was the only person who had ever played the game, so he kind of immediately naturally took on this role of like expert while they were playing. It's so cute, and he's like offering anecdotes like, trust me, it won't fall down. Like, he's just like, you know, because they're like tapping, you know, on this little ice cube, just hoping, and he's like, no, it's fine, don't worry about it. At one point, Seokjin, being funny and cute, he tries to avoid a turn by hitting the edge of the game, like the frame of it, where there's little like ice decorations instead of actually one of the ice cubes. And they're just kind of all like laughing at him, and they're like, shut up, actually hit the ice cube. And Namjoon, who really seems like he should be good at this game, to me, like, seems to be struggling. And at one point, he's like really struggling to just break off one single ice cube, and almost makes the penguin fall and almost makes like the whole side of it just crash down.
But he's kind of clumsy, so it doesn't surprise me at the same time.
Yeah, that's true. So at the end, Hoseok begins to go for an ice cube, and really unsure of his approach, the expert Taeyang chimes in, the penguin won't fall. And literally, like this, a split second after these words leave his mouth, immediately all of the ice breaks, crashes out, and the penguin falls, making an ironic and funny ending to the game. And like, Of course, this means that Hoseok loses and becomes BTS's second cook for the night. But I just love Taeyong's incredible confidence. He's just like, no, incredible, you're fine. So from this, the producers say, okay, you can go have free time. And they're like, thank you. I actually remember Taeyong just being like really loud, "Konsamira," and it's really cute. But they have their free time. So most of them begin by writing their poems that they're going to have to say to each other. The staff has already told them about these. Jimin and Jungkook decide that they're just going to play games and have fun first, pushing off the writing until later. At one point, Hoseok like is staring at Jin sitting at the table, and he's just starts cracking up because Jin is focusing so hard and just intently staring off. as soon as he starts laughing at him, he's like, "What? I don't know what to say. I'm thinking about it. You know,
yeah,
is this kind of cute?"
Aww.
And then as soon as they're finished, Namjoon, Yoongi, and Jin go to bed to nap before dinner. And of course, Yoongi was the first one in bed.
Mm-hmm.
So the Maknaes and Hoseok stay up to play some more games. They also snack on corn puffs, which Hoseok pulls out. And it's just cute to see them popping these little treats in their mouths this whole time. So
snacking.
They play on the Wii. They play Mario and Sonic at the Winter Olympic Games. And this whole interaction may as well have been me and my siblings playing, which is another one. Like, we had this game. I'm sure you had this game.
Yeah.
Yeah. This game was, I mean, everybody had this game when it came out. If you had a Wii, you had this because you just got to play, you know, like all the different Olympic games. So they decided to play.
I might play it after this.
Yeah, you can.
I have it. I got my Wii here.
Hell yeah. So anyways, they decided to play curling at the request of Hoseok, who, being the young in the room, he obviously takes on this older brother role, and he also kind of takes on the role of like this comical critical commentator. And so he's just sitting there, like he's pulled up a chair to the middle of the room where they're playing, legs crossed, lounging back, popping corn puffs in his mouth,
and he's just watching, like, them
just
critiquing.
Critiquing. Why do you throw it there? Oh, Jimin, take it easy. You're shaking it too far. Like, he's saying all of these things in such disappointed tones while, like, just lounging, looking fucking perfect,
of
like,
course,
as he does, you know? It just really made me think of all those times where he's just, like, kind of judgmental, but it's like, yes, judge me, like, criticize me.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he can really be so judgmental, like not in a bad way, but like he eyes people like up and down a lot, and it's kind of, he'll have little facial expressions that that gives you the cue, like, should I be doing this, you know?
But it's just so funny in the way that he takes on this role right here. And he does it so casually too. It's not like he's playing a character, like he's not doing a voice or anything. He's just like being himself, and like, it's just great. It's just awesome. So they also, Jimin and Jungkook, compete in ice skating a little bit as Taeyong and J-Hope just laugh at what they're doing. They get tired of that, though, and they move on to the mini pool game that they have sitting on the floor. And they end up playing, like, a modified game. And this is another weird, like, connection. Jordan and I had this game, and we actually got rid of it after I beat his cocky ass at this mini pool game too many times. Because for context, like, pool, classic pool, is a kind of, like, a thing in our relationship. We played it a lot in college, especially early on in our relationship. And, like, he always wins. Always. But I beat him a couple times at this mini game, so... Anyways, sidebar. So a game of pool is kind of attempted, but to include all four members, Jimin quickly modifies the game, and he says they're going to bank a pool ball from one end of the mini table off of the opposite end, and then the person whose ball returns closest to the original side of the pool table will win. And there was some redoing of the game as they negotiated rules, but ultimately Jungkook won and Hoseok lost by far. So the punishment was so sweet. The punishment that they decided was some ass slapping. And incredible. I think this is the best. I think I'm going to say ass the most that I've ever said in the podcast ever. So just get ready. So as the winner, Jungkook got to slap the fuck out of Hoseok's ass. However, as the young, Hoseok decided that any member who laughed at this happening would get their ass slapped by him in return. He like put on a stipulation. Like, this is going to happen, but you better not, you know? So Hoseok leans slightly forward on the wall to provide Jungkook an angle. Jungkook gently tucks in Hoseok's shirt to provide full ass exposure and pulls up his sleeve in preparation. And this, oh my God, this really sounds like a fanfic.
It really does. I love it. But I'm living for
this. This is how it played out in my mind earlier. Mm-hmm. If there's not a fanfic about this moment, there really should be. Mm-hmm. So Taeyong and Jimin are standing by, and Taeyong is very much trying to keep his chill and not laugh, and he's actually barely even peeking in the direction of Hoseok for fear that he will laugh. Mm-hmm. And Jimin is sitting next to him and just like reassuring both of them out loud, just saying to Taeyong, just think of sad things, just think of sad things. So when Hoseok's ass got slapped, Taeyong barely cracked a smile, little baby smile, mm-hmm. but Jimin fell out of his chair on the floor laughing. Like, this, of course, resulted in Jimin getting his ass slapped by Hoseok.
This is going to be a vicious cycle.
This is a vicious cycle. We're already... So Jimin's up at the wall, slightly bent over, you know the thing. And when he got his ass slapped, it was Taeyong who could not stop laughing. So then, obviously, mm-hmm. Taeyong had to get his ass slapped. And after Jimin slapped his ass, he looked around the room, scanning the two other people, just waiting for laughter. But then it was Kim Taeyong himself who began to laugh.
No.
Yes. Still, like, arm up against the wall, resting, you know, was still in the same position that he was when he got his ass slapped, the one laughing about it. Then when he started laughing, they immediately all devolved into just cracking up and pointing mm-hmm. at each other. And then they noticed Seokjin, who has just come into the room from his nap, not knowing anything about what has happened or what has transpired previously. He's just sitting at the table, and he literally just walked in right before Jimin slaps Taeyong's ass. Mm-hmm. So this is all he sees, just him winding up, slapping, and then they all crack up. And of course, he can't help but laugh too. He's like, what the fuck mm-hmm. is going on? But he's cracking up too.
I love how I remember this run episode so well. And I remember this moment specifically, like Jin just like casually sitting in this chair and then all of them cracking up when they notice that he's just like sitting there, somehow managed to like quietly bring himself into the room without them noticing. Like, it's just really funny. It's classic. Yeah.
Okay, so shortly after this, they begin cooking dinner. So Taeyong goes to wake Namjoon and Yoongi, and Bethany, don't get defensive, but in my opinion, he is the worst waker of all time. Okay. He flipped on the lights. He pulled off Yoongi's covers, and he was also mm-hmm. playing a Korean kindergarten song set to the tune of Farajaka, which is called We're On Our Way to School. He was playing that out loud, and mm-hmm. he's like, Yoongi, don't you feel like you're back in kindergarten? And he's like pulling the covers off, like the worst.
The worst, like a really rude awakening.
really, nobody wants to get up after that. No. But, you know, he left the room, like, by asking, you know, are you awake? And he was like, yes, like, I'm fucking up, right? Yeah. And he ends up waking up Namjoon in the same way, a little bit nicer, I think. And then they all go downstairs to meet the others for dinner prep. So, our two cooks, right? Hoseok and Jungkook. So, Hoseok is the grill master. And upon seeing the grill, he marvels at the staff's preparation of the charcoal. He's like, wow, this is so perfect. Jungkook is just a major cutie in the kitchen making ramen. And he's taking it very seriously. He's doing mental math to know how much water to use based on how many packets of ramen he's making. And then he's precisely measuring the water. And he's also like singing a little bit off and on. And he even throws in a classic, let's get it, as the water begins to heat up.
Oh no, so cute.
He is just so cute the whole time.
Why is Jungkook so cute?
Why is he just the best? You know,
like, why is everything to be like this? He's not like
perfect all the time,
all around, every category, perfection,
every category checks all the boxes,
all of them.
Not fair. Damn it. So even though Hoseok and Jungkook are the designated cooks and it's supposed to be their, you know, punishment for them to cook for each other or for them to cook for everybody, all of the members end up helping out in one way or another. And I just love that this is how it ends up playing out. Jimin dashes into the kitchen to get Hobie some scissors to cut the meat because he didn't bring any out with him. And he's like, oh my God, you didn't even, you started cooking without any scissors. Like, you're going to burn the meat. What are you doing? Jin later on even starts helping Hobie man the grill and they're both grilling together. Yoongi cooks some shrimp later on too on the grill. So they're all kind of in the mix. Jin washes lettuce for lettuce wraps and even delegates a task to Namjoon, telling him to heat up two containers of rice in the microwave. Jin is just all over the place, you know, he can't help but to help out in the kitchen. And Taeyong is just adorable, keeping Jungkook company. Like, there's just so much cute Taecook in this.
There is.
He like taps Jungkook's chin, which is just adorable. And then even later he comes back and he's like, oh, I just came to keep you company, dude. And then he slaps his ass and he's like, you know, you want my company. And then Jungkook takes the camera away from the stand to show the ramen. And in the same shot, he ends up bringing it super close to his face and then passes it over and brings it super close to Taeyong's face. Mm-hmm. So it's just really close zoom in and their eyes are kind of like, you know, crisscross looking towards the camera because it's so close to them that this is just an iconic moment of this episode for sure. This is a
signature Jungkook move to like bring the camera that close and just look at it like that. Yeah.
His little face.
He's so cute.
Yeah. The other thing that Yoongi did around this time, he also went into the kitchen to get the vegetables. So, yeah. But he Yoongi was chilling most of the time. Yeah. When bringing the rice out, Taeyong sees all the other members around the grill and the table while preparing and organizing. And he's just kind of like, how many people were supposed to cook tonight? And I love that he comments on this because, again, it's just like sweet that they all ended up helping each other. I mean, they probably all wanted to eat. They're probably all hungry. But like, what else are they going to do? Mm-hmm. They're really going to sit there, you know,
and watch them. Yeah. Like just two people cook it all.
Mm-hmm. So as Jungkook brings out the ramen and they all begin to chow down, they feed each other and they pass plates around. It's super cute. And then Namjoon kind of turns to them and he's like, I'm worried the staff hasn't eaten yet.
No.
Yay! Like how cute. And surely enough, when they asked them, the staff had not eaten. Like to think that the staff like prepared the charcoal, got the ingredients set out for them, and then they themselves hadn't even been able to eat. So BTS immediately created lettuce wraps for each staff member and went over and hand fed them until they were satisfied as well.
So sweet. So sweet. They're perfect. They're so fucking perfect.
Yes, like literally. It's like, why they're the best. And then at the end of the dinner, the staff reminded them to wrap up their poems if they hadn't already. And it's funny because Jimin and Jungkook both looked at each other and they're like, well, we haven't done it at all. Oh, so shit. I guess
yeah.
they just played games the whole day. And then, like I said, in the last episode of this series, they perform karaoke and share their poems around a bonfire. I did link a translation of the poems here in the document, and I highly recommend that you either go read that or you go rewatch this episode, episode 56 afterwards, because the poems that they read to each other are just so cute, but so I just don't have time. It would be so much to read all of their poems, you know, but you guys should so go watch it or read the translation.
I remember this bonfire and all of these poems, and I remember just like basically weeping while watching it because it's just so sweet.
Yeah. But that is episode 55, and it's one of my all-time favorites, obviously, is why I shared it, but I hope that you guys enjoyed it also.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you did this one, because this is one of the run episodes that I've actually watched and I remember very vividly, so I love that you did this one. Man, I'm so glad that we did a run replay, because we really have slept on this series, and I think it's because it always ends up being pretty long, and so we kind of like dread it a little bit because it takes a lot to like do research and to edit. But like going and watching these run episodes and like hearing your run episode summary, it just is another like a whole nother component of BTS that makes them so unique and so special, and just like you really get to see their personalities and their friendships and relationships with one another and like their dynamics. It's so fun, and like you just fall more in love with them when you watch these run episodes, because they're such kind, friendly, loving, like super competitive, but also just naturally really funny people. And that's what, I mean, it's just, who doesn't love run BTS?
Yeah, I mean, we love to see them get along and just have fun together and spend that time together. And I think it's definitely one of those special things that BTS creates for us. And it's another one of those pieces of content that we can use to feel like we know them more personally and like understand who they are as people and their personalities. And yeah, super special. I love this series. Me too. Should stop sleeping on it.
We should stop.
I mean, for it to have been since episode 69 that we did that, like the last one, that's a really long time.
Too long.
Yeah. Okay, well, if you enjoyed this episode, if you enjoyed any of our previous episodes, there's a few things you can do to let us know. Obviously, reach out to us on social media. We love hearing from you guys. It makes our day, our week, our everything when you guys reach out to us. Also, be writing those reviews on iTunes or whatever platform you listen on. You know, we just did our 400th review bonus episode last week. It'd be cool to do a 500th bonus review episode sometime. Ooh, can we do it? I don't know. It'd be crazy. I'm sure you guys. I think we can. Yeah. So write those reviews for us. It takes just a couple minutes. It means so much to us. And of course, as always, you can find links for all of those things in the description.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for standing BTS.